Victor Echo 6, Tango Victor Echo.
It's Dr. Sunlight Free Hotel.
Well, I got three that time, so thank you very much. And let's start off with Scott, Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Tango from North Van. How are you doing this evening, Scott?
Doing very well. I'm listening to all the discussion of the code plugs and realizing I've never actually installed any code plug in my radio and been seeing to do that. I've just programmed it manually for the various bits that I want, but it would be great to see people's names showing up, so I'm going to see if I can figure out how to do that. It's an Alluence Revisus Radio Amazon special, so it's going to be a challenge, but I'll see what I can do. Back over to you.
Yeah, if you want, go up to the bcdmr.net website and go over to the code plug section and pick any one of the zip files. Because yours isn't any one of those specific anytones, I'd pick like an 878. There's two versions of it up there. The code plugs are virtually identical. Look for the zip file, and then inside of that zip file, you'll find all the .csvs, comma separated value files. Look for the channels one. You can open that one and look across the first row, and you'll see all the headers. Open yours. Hopefully you've got it saved someplace, and you can see all of the headers that it expects. You're going to have to do some Excel work to map them from left to right. We'll maybe rename a few, but all of the data is there in those columns. So once you get the column headers matching, then all you have to do is copy the contents, and you should be good to go. Does that make sense?
Roger, that's exactly what I was planning to do, and I'm pretty familiar with Excel, so I don't think it'll be too hard. I just have to sit down and actually take the time to do it.
Well, good luck, and hopefully you'll find some time or make some time, as the case may be. I saw James, Victor Echo 6, Tango Victor Echo from Leduc. How are you doing tonight, James? And thanks for staying late.
Yeah, this is Victor Echo 6, Tango Victor Echo. Just checking out the net, giving a shout out to VA7CGM and sunny day here today. I think we got +7 here in Leduc. Nothing more.
Okay, James. Thank you for checking in and welcome to the net. And hopefully my phone quit here. Hopefully you can take advantage of the bcdmr.net website as well. Lots of FAQs up there. Code plugs are more specific to British Columbia, but a lot of good information on the FAQ sections. So have a look there if there's any questions you might have. And thanks for your check-in. Lastly, I think I heard one of our background loggers, Chris, Victor Echo 7 X-Ray Hotel. Come on in, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. This is V7XH. And so today I decided to do some checking out my equipment and this morning I tried checking into a D-Star net, which was not successful. I spent much of the rest of the day trying to figure out why. I think I know why now. And then this evening I thought I'd try out all the DMR systems I've got. So I tried my Pi-Star, and it seemed to be working okay, more or less. But I tried to transmit and get in earlier. I couldn't get in. I also checked my Droid Star. That seems to be working, but I haven't tried the trivia on that. Star. And it doesn't seem to be listening. I was trying to figure out how to update the vocoder, thinking that might be a problem. So, I guess it's Friday the 13th, and things aren't going too well. Back to you. V7CQT, V7XH.
The trials of Friday the 13th. One could say everything is progressing normally for Friday the 13th. But I know how frustrating that can be, so best of luck, fingers crossed for you, Chris, that you can get to the bottom of those gremlins. And thanks for your check-in, and thanks for logging in the background as well, and your assistance in keeping the machines running here in the background. Anybody else in the last suffix group, or being considerate, anybody late or missed from earlier on who wants to check in, please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Golf Sierra Juliet.
Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform.
Okay, acknowledging Gavin, Victor Echo 7, Golf Sierra Juliet from Invermere. Come on in and tell us how the weekend is shaping up for you, Gavin.
Well, good evening, Nett, and everyone across the province. I spent 20 minutes trying to find my GD77, and it was right where I left it, just underneath a box on my desk here. But anyway, I'm tuned in. I guess we're still on VC1 for now. And but anyway, I'm here, and that's good news. Tomorrow, on Lake Windermere, they're having the polar plunge, where you get to pay $20 and jump into the frigid waters where they cut a hole in the ice in Lake Windermere. Somehow it's a fundraiser. I don't know how they raise the funds. I guess you pay your $20 and you get to do it. Anyway, I've been busy here this week working on some QFH antennas for satellite work, and just keeping busy. So that's it. Back to net. VE7 GSJ.
Well, thanks for your check-in, and it sounds like you've got a great weekend lined up ahead. Hopefully the weather holds for you, and you have a good long weekend, Gavin. Thanks for your check-in. The next chicken I had was Golf Echo Uniform, Dave from Vancouver. Come on in, Dave.
Good evening, Doug. Victor Echo 7, Golf Echo Uniform from Falls Creek tonight. Sorry for being a little late on the check-in. I had my battery didn't realize I'd left the radio on. I had to put it in for a quick charge.
Well, it's definitely got enough joules in it to get you out for this transmission at least, and hopefully it'll be all charged up real soon. And thanks for your check-in. Anything else going on the long weekend with you?
Not really, Doug. I have to confess I didn't realize till yesterday that it was the long weekend. I don't have anything planned. I got a little bit, depending on the weather, I got some stuff I want to do outside, but I'll wait and see.
Well, good luck with your chore list, and hopefully the weather holds. I think it's going to be a little bit drippy tomorrow. And definitely I hear it getting cooler throughout the week, so best of luck with your chores. All right, we're at the end of the list, folks. Looking for late or missed, anybody who might be new, or we can flip over and do the technical discussion too. But first, let's just make sure we haven't left anybody behind. Later, Mist, please come down. Okay, we've had some discussion about the change in the code plugs being caused by the change in the VC talk group number on Brandmeister. The turbo system doesn't change. That's fixed, and that's the one that we're kind of moving back to be with. The short story is that years ago, we moved to a 5-digit address for BC1. The rest of the country uses 4 digits for provincial coverage. So we start in the east with 3027, is British Columbia. The eastern province is 3021, 3022. And then each province can have subgroups, which brings up the last digit. So now we move from a 4-digit to a 5-digit. So here in British Columbia, we actually have 4 active ones. 30271, 30272, 30273, and 30274. Each one covering a different quadrant or section of the province. But we have been using 30271 on the Brandmeister system for a whole province, which kind of violates that rule. So we're going to try and correct that, and that's why all the emphasis and talk about dropping the one on your talk groups and causing chaos in some of them when you try and make those changes and things get corrupted. So that's why we've given 4 weeks' notice starting at the beginning of February and are, you know, going to be publishing AnyTone code plugs for people to download. So just anybody got any questions or issues about that? They're confused. Please bring that up now, and we can have a little clarification for you. Go ahead. Make your call sign announcement. Okay, nothing heard on that topic. Anybody else got one that they're itching to get out on the table and have some resolution for?
WHL.
Yeah, I heard you, Wilfred, PE7, WHL, to take it. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. On my display here, on my 878, you know, I used to get the name and the call sign of the party that was transmitting, and now all I'm getting is the, what I assume is their 6-digit radio ID. So I don't know if it's something that's in the code plug or if that's something I can change here at the, on my end at the radio.
A good question, because you won't be the only one seeing it, Wilfred. And in fact, there's nothing wrong with your radio. It's not broken. There's nothing wrong with your code plug. It's not broken. And there's nothing wrong with your DMRID database either. What is broken is the BC Turbo repeater system. Interestingly enough, if you go on to their Seabridge monitoring system, you will see your call sign name and everything else, and mine. But what's happening is when it comes in from the Brandmeister network, it's not getting transmitted properly. And more recently, it's not propagating out from the Seabridge. The Seabridge is the server that serves all of the repeaters on the BC Turbo system here in the Lower Mainland. So there's a bug, and it has not been attended to for quite some time. But it's not you, and it's not your code plug, it's not your radio. So you're not the only one who's seeing that funny number that comes up, which is actually a port number on the Seabridge. It's not a real DMRID.
Oh, okay, well, thanks for clarifying that, Doug. I was wondering about that, and I was, I know that when I tune into a Brandmeister repeater, I do see the info there and all that. I was getting, you know, some people's call signs, you know, and names before, but now it's just, you know, it's just all port numbers now.
Yeah, what can I say? It's Friday the 13th, and